Hello, listener, and welcome to our first episode of Comics with My Kids. I'm your host, Matt D., and with me today is...
Logan D.
And today, we'll be reviewing...
Dogman.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
In this book collection I have here is called Dogman, and it's about a cop and a dog, written by Dave Plankton and...
Dave Pilkey.
It's about where an evil cat is named Petey, and he puts out a bomb, and that bomb hits a cop's head and a dog's body. But not the dog's head and not the cop's body. So they took the dog's head off and put it onto the cop's body, and they sewed it on, and basically that's how we got Dogman.
Oh, okay. So
it's like a human and a dog combined.
Gotcha. Okay, so you said it's written by a guy named Dave Pilkey. Now, what else did Dave Pilkey write?
He also wrote, on the front of the book, it says, underneath Dave Pilkey, it says, creator of Captain Underpants. Right. So that means he created Captain Underpants, too.
Yep, so he wrote Dogman and Captain Underpants, and you like Dogman.
Yeah, I like Dogman.
All right, so the first book we're covering is, what's the subtitle?
Dogman. Yeah, the first one is just says Dogman. The other ones have specific names.
Now, Dogman is also done, it's written by Dave Pilkey, but then they do two fictional characters that pretend to make the comic book called George and Harold, which you see George and Harold in the Captain Underpants comics too, don't we?
Yeah. George and Harold, he made George and Harold, and George and Harold made Captain Underpants and Dogman, apparently.
Okay. All right. So chapter one of Dogman
is called The Hero Unleashed, and it's about a chief named Chief, and...
What? A chief of what? Is he a fire
chief? He's a chief of cops, and he's got a new couch, or Luke and Andrew work for Luke and Andrew's furniture, and they brought the couch and put it in their office. In Cop's office, and Chief wanted to show them how he could be the first one, but the dog and the cop were already on there.
Now, is that Dogman yet, or is that...
No, that's Greg and Knight.
Okay, so it's Officer Knight and Officer Greg, and Greg is the...
And Greg the dog.
All right, so this is basically the introduction of Dogman before he becomes dog.
Yes, and so this is the area where... This is in the first one, they show this differently than in the other books with the front. Officer Knight is a tough cop, but ain't got no brains, is what Petey say, because he doesn't have brains. Greg the dog is smart, but his body is his weakness. He can't punch, he can't drive a car, pee, you, fleas,
all right.
All that kind of weird stuff. But what if they work together, the butler thinks, but Petey has a solution with a bomb, and it blows... And here, as I said, blows up Greg's body and Officer Knight's head. And so here they're at the doctor's with Greg the dog has his body wrapped up, and Officer Knight has his head wrapped up. And then the doctors come in, and then they tell them that the parts of the body that's dying, a nurse comes in and says, got an idea
so
about
now
Greg's
smart
head being sewed onto cop's
can do
body.
Stuff.
Can do stuff
and
like a dog?
It works.
Yeah.
So he's got a super small...
Super smell.
And great hearing. All right, so that was the creation of Dogman. Basically, a bomb blew up a cop dog and a cop. And so the doctor and the nurse decided to swap body parts. Now Dogman has got the head of a dog and the body of a cop. All right, cool. So now he gets into some crazy adventures. And who's the main bad guy that he goes up against?
Petey. And Petey is a evil cat, and he thought destroying them with a bomb, but he made the guy smarter and better.
Gotcha.
And so Chief starts his day off bad, and then Dogman gets in trouble for licking him in the face.
Okay. So now you start the adventure after Dogman's created, and basically the Chief is like...
Angry.
He likes Dogman, but at the same time he also has to deal with Dogman's shenanigans, right? You know what shenanigans are.
Ow.
Shenanigans, problems, things that he does that drive Chief crazy. Like when your sister jumps on the couch when we're trying to record.
Yeah, she's actually doing
it. Come here, Melody. You want to say hi to everybody?
Hi.
All right, that's my daughter, Melody. Back to Dogman.
And Petey said, tell me, what are old dogs afraid of? And the butler goes, firecrackers?
Wait, what butler? Where did the butler come in?
The butler is Petey's butler.
Oh, okay.
And he said, well, yes, I suppose that's true, but dogs are also afraid of vacuum cleaners, and he made a giant vacuum cleaner.
Oh my goodness. And what's he going to do with this giant vacuum cleaner?
Well, first, there's a funny part. He said, gee, would a firecracker's been easier? Who asked you? You did? That's funny.
The comic book Dogman, buddy. Does it look like it's been drawn by adults?
No, it does not.
It looks like maybe Harold or George, who are fifth graders, drew it.
Yeah, they're not in fifth grade in this book.
Oh, okay.
In book three, they are. Okay, so Petey sent the thing after Dogman, and it has an endless power supply in it, and it has a bag that expands so it can suck up almost anything. When Dogman heard the word almost, he got an idea. There was a sign that was Ocean City, and he ran to the ocean. And then he went in the water.
Did the vacuum follow him?
Yes, the vacuum followed him. And Petey's vacuum wasn't supposed to get wet. Now the water was getting higher, and Petey can't swim.
Why is the water getting higher?
Because they're going deeper in there.
Oh, the vacuum cleaner's going further into the sea?
Yes, because Dogman is. And it ain't got Dogman. They think he had one, or had he? But Petey was escaping, but he was bouncing down, and he grabbed with his claws, and then he ripped the bag open and saved Dogman. And thank goodness that doof sold a surfboard and grabbed Petey. Dogman grabbed Petey and brought him onto the surfboard, and then he put him in jail.
So he caught Petey after Petey blew up the bag on the vacuum cleaner.
And it was a big tidal wave, and it says they call it the super tidal wave because they, you know, they're just kids. The tidal wave kept on going and going until it made it to cat jail, and then the cop who was there who takes care of them grabbed Petey and told the other cops that Dogman captured them. And then here is what we call, what they call a flip-o-rama.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about what flip-o-rama is.
So a flip-o-rama, it says to put a left hand here and a right thumb here.
Well, now remember, they can't see. This is an audio medium, so you'll have to describe it. So you put your one hand on one side of the book.
Yeah, one side, you put your left hand in your other hand. There's a dotted line that says right thumb here, and there's a dotted hand that says left hand here. It says to grab it and the index finger on the other side, and you're supposed to flip it quickly. But that's not how I do it. I put my hands down below the picture, and then I start pushing it really quick so I can actually see it.
Right, so it's like an optical illusion. You're seeing two pictures at the same time that makes it look like an animated film.
Yeah, it looks like one TV show, just, it's actually a book.
When I was a kid, Logan, we used to take little pictures and draw them in the corners of pages of, like, say, Post-its or a notepad, and then we would flip it, and as we flipped the pages, it looked like somebody was dancing. All right, so now that we know what flip-o-rama is, I ask you a few questions about the book, buddy. What do you like best about the first Dogman book?
What I like about this one is kind of funny where... Now, you guys may not like these couple parts. It's where, in chapter 2, Chief comes out happy, then a bird flies by and poops on his head. Then a car comes by and splashes him from a puddle. Then he trips over Dogman, and then Dogman jumped back onto him.
Okay, so it's got a lot of, like, silly jokes throughout the book?
Yeah, and then on the next page, there's another funny part. Dogman chewed up the dirty tissues and ate the slippers, and he peed on the floor.
So Dogman, because he's got the head of a dog, he still thinks like a dog a lot of times. So, well, that's pretty funny. All right, so what else do you like about the book, buddy? Because I noticed you got a lot of the Dogman books. What makes you keep coming back? What are the adventures like?
So they're basically like Dogman. Dogman is like capturing Petey a bunch of times.
Oh, so it's a lot of, he catches the bad guy escapes out of prison, has to catch him again.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And there's a lot of little jokes here and there.
Yeah.
What about the art? Do you like how it's drawn?
Yeah, I kind of like it. And I like how, like, it's a dog head. And in one book, it's, there's weird guys in, and this is from book three. And this is just, I'm talking about book three. And, I'm not explaining book three. I'm just saying the part. There's, Petey creates a little cat as a clone that he calls Little Petey. And Little Petey is now Dogman's. And Little Petey, in the fourth book, helps Dogman do good stuff.
Gotcha.
And Little Petey was supposed to be bad, but he didn't. And they wanted, and so when he first got Little Petey, he was in a free kitty box, and so they thought it was for free, but no, because he already got it.
But that's book three, though, so we'll cover that. We'll cover more of that in book three.
Moving on back to book one. Oh, and there's Dogman goes grr ruff 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 at the people to scare them away in Dogman 3.
Gotcha. This has been Dogman book one, and so basically, we learn the origin of Dogman. We see a few of his adventures as he's trying to continually arrest and get Petey. So Petey's like...
Yeah, Petey's the bad guy.
Yeah, Petey's the main bad guy, and he's kind of like the Lex Luthor to Dogman Superman.
No, he's not Lex Luthor.
He's like Lex Luthor, because Superman's always fighting Lex Luthor. And isn't Dogman always fighting Petey?
Yeah. Actually, no, because most of the time, Petey's just in jail. So, yeah, he only does it a couple times. Not all the time, just a couple.
Cool. Well, this has been Dogman 1. And we'll come back next episode, and we'll cover Dogman's 2 and 3.
Yes, but I lost Dogman 2 and Dogman 3 in my mom's car, and she went away. So.
They don't need to know that. All right, so this has been Maddie D. and...
Logan D.
And this has been Kids with My Comics. No.
Comics with My Kid.
All right.
He goes the other way. Yep.